Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to God. Give praise to the King. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Come on, put your hands together. Let's bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Or in a place, seem like they're going no place.
I believe that the word of God is hope. The word of God is everything that we need today and every day. I want you to know today that prayer will change things. And we're going today to talk about prayer, because prayer is the key and faith will unlock the door. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. We thank you to God for the great and the mighty things that you have done. Great and mighty things, God, that you're going to do according to your word. We thank you, God, that your word is a lamp unto our feet, and your word is light unto our pathway. And our word have we hid in our heart, that we will not sin against thee. Lord Jesus, have your way today. Move in the midst of your people. For your word say, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek your face, turn away from their wicked ways. You said, God, that you will hear from heaven. You said, God, that you will forgive the sin. And you said that you will heal the land. So, God, today, we thank you, God, for forgiving sin. We thank you, God, for healing the land. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. You are listening to the Hour of Power broadcast with Dr. Mary McCoy. And we want you today to know that God is still on the throne, and that God is the way. He is the truth and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by him. And the only way that we can have that commune with him, the only way that we can to be able to communicate with him is through our prayer life. And we have to check our prayer life. We have to know where we are in our prayer life, and do we have a prayer life? I want to talk today about a woman of God that really loved God. This woman of God that loved God, her name was Hannah. Hannah was one of the wives of a man named Echaniah. At that time, this was the culture, this was tradition, this was what they did at that time, when at that time where men had more than one wife. But as you know, in the day, according to the word of God, we only have one wife and one husband, and we thank God for that. But let's go to the book, the only true book, the book that will cause you to have a life-changing experience, the book of God that will cause us to want to pray and not want to cease from praying. Let's go to 1 Samuel, the first chapter. And when we read in the, began reading this first chapter, 1 Samuel, we see beginning at that second verse, and we already know that Echaniah was the husband of Peniah and Hannah. But the word tells us, and he had two wives, talking about Echaniah. The name of the one was Hannah, the name of the other was Peniah. And Peniah had children, but Hannah had no children. And the word of God tells us in that third verse, but this man went up out of the city yearly to worship and to sacrifice to the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli and Hophniah and Phinehas, the priest of the Lord, were there. And when the time was that Echaniah offered, he gave to Benaiah his wife and to all her sons and all her daughters portion. But to Hannah he gave a worthy portion, but he loved Hannah, but the Lord had shut up her womb. And her adversary also provoked her sore and to make her fret, because the Lord has shut up her womb. Now let's begin to just walk somewhat through the word of God. And number one is we see a condition at that time, as we said before, that a man who had two wives. And we see that one of the wives had children, was blessed, God opened up her womb, she was able to bear, she had children around her husband's feet and around to run around in the home. But the other woman, who was Hannah, did not have any children. And I'm quite sure by her not having any children, seeing her husband's wife with the children running around, having fun, the husband being able to embrace the children, just proud to have children, she too had wanted a child as well. But the word of God let us know that even so, that Peninnah, who was one of the wives, that she, how she had mistreated Hannah and the way that she reacted to Hannah. The word of God let us know that in that fifth verse, it says, but to Hannah he gave a worthy portion. He loved Hannah, but the Lord has shut up her womb. So we see that the husband, he's still loving his wife, although she could not bear, although she could not be, as they say, fruitful and to bring forth. He still loved his wife. But the word of God tells us, which is very important, is, but the word says, but the Lord has shut up her womb. God is the one that has shut up Hannah's womb. You know, she didn't understand what was happening. She knew she could not bear. She knew she wasn't fruitful like her husband's wife was, Peninnah. And so therefore, because she could not bear, and because the Lord had shut up her womb, when I could understand and I could see her, how at the beginning she began to worry about these things. She began to get upset about these things because of the fact that she wanted a child. And in the natural, you know, in the natural, if you want a child and it seems like nothing is going forth, then you begin to be very concerned about what has happened. But the word of God tells us that her adversary also provoked her to sore to make her fret because the Lord has shut up a womb. Now, is that, it was kind of a lot of pressure on her not being able to bear and not having the kids and children. But then an adversary came against her, which is an adversary, which is her enemy, had came against her. Well, when we talk about adversary, we talk about one that contends against another, one that opposes. You know, come, you know, well, I oppose you, I'm coming against you, one that resists. It's like we said, it's a enemy. She had an enemy in the house. Have you ever had an enemy in your own house? Well, Peninnah was an enemy that was in the house of Hannah. She didn't like her. She mistreated her because if she didn't like her, she would have some love and she would have some affection. She would have some affection towards her. So she was an enemy. She was her foe. She found it necessary to attack her. She allowed the devil to use her to come against Peninnah, which was her husband's wife as well. She allowed Satan to have his way in her. And so when an adversary comes against you, an adversary comes to fight against you. Have you ever seen, and you may be going through that on today, your enemy has come against you. The enemy comes to, the Bible says, the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. You know, you can be destroyed on the inside if you allow the enemy to come on and the inside of you and to, in your thoughts and your mind and your spirit. You can cause the enemy to come in and to destroy you. But we see that did have a prayer life. Now, when we begin to think of prayer, we said prayer is the key and faith unlocks the door. Prayer is also a communion with God. When we commune with God, when we have that conversation, that relationship with Him, prayer bridges the gap between heaven and earth. I mean, it gets through to Christ. Don't ever think that your prayer, if you're a woman, a man of God, if you're a child of God, don't ever think that your prayer is not going through before the throne of God. There may be some reason why things are not happening the way that you would desire them to happen. Don't ever think that God is not hearing your prayer. And see, this woman, continuously, she prayed before the Most High God. But God was doing something very special on the inside that she didn't even realize. She didn't even know. She did not understand. All she knew was that she had been praying and she had been before God. And yet she didn't receive the results of what she was praying. So because she could not see the result of what she was praying, and the enemy was coming against her to provoke her. This is the enemy. The enemy in the form of Peniah. The enemy came to incite her to anger. That's where the enemy comes. If you don't watch it and allow, the enemy will try to make you be angry. The enemy will cause you to be vexed. It will cause resentment if you don't watch the enemy, if you don't allow, if you don't pray. See, that's why God said that man should always pray and not to faint. We cannot stay in time. We cannot get weary. We cannot throw up our heads and say that I've tried all that I could do. I prayed and I don't see any answer from God. And you give up and you stop praying and you don't pray. But God wants us to continually to pray. God wants us continually to look unto the hill which cometh our help, knowing that our help cometh from the Lord who has made the heavens and the earth. Her adversary provoked her sore. It made her fret. It made her cry because the Lord has shut up her womb. And the word tells us, and as he did so year by year, she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her. Therefore, she wept and did not eat. So it came a time that she was so discouraged, was provoked. She fretted. She seen and felt the attack of the enemy. And as we say, an enemy was in her house. An enemy was eating the same food that she was eating. The enemy had the affection of the same person that she loved. But this enemy did not see love of God, did not have the love of God within her to be loving and kind, to be more thoughtful to the woman of God, because Hannah was a woman of God, a woman of God that loved God and that prayed. She did pray. She did believe God. But when God does something that we don't understand, when God moves in areas and in ways that we don't understand, we can't give up on God. Sometimes it seems to be so very difficult, and sometimes it's so strange. And sometimes it seems to be so hard, but yet there is nothing too hard for God. For the word of God tells us that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. So therefore, we have to know whom we serve. We have to know who we believe. We have to have confidence in God. For the word of God said that he would never leave us, and he said that he had never forsake us. We may be in the middle of the desert, but we got to know that God is there with us, and that God will never leave us, and God will never forsake us. And I'm sure that this woman of God, as she prayed, as she stood on the word, as she believed, she was wondering what was going on. Don't you ever sometimes, there are times in your life when you're wondering what's going on. I'm praying, I'm seeking the face of God, and I don't understand that I don't and have not received a word from the Lord. But we have to have, first of all, we have to know the God that we serve. We have to have confidence and faith in God. For the faith, the word of God says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You may not see it. It may not be anywhere the thing that you desire. It may not even be before your eyes, because if it was, why should you have faith for something that you already seen? But faith is the substance of things hoped for, something that you are hoping for, something that you believe in God for. But yet, sometimes it doesn't come. It doesn't happen when you want it to happen. But yet, you got to stand on God's word. You got to believe God. So see, that is a trick of the enemy. He will try to make you believe that God is not hearing you, that God is not going to answer your prayer, that you're not going to get what you're asking God for. What the devil is a liar, because the word of God says, ask and it shall be given. He said, the seeking ye shall find, and he said, to knock and the door shall be open. He tells us, if we have the faith of a grain of mustard seed, say to the mountain, be thou moved. He said, it shall be moved. So we see the enemy in the house. We see Peninnah, who was the enemy, in her house. And it was, yes, Peninnah's house as well. But this woman was working against her. This woman did not encourage her. Have you ever had anybody that will not encourage you, did not want you to go forward, did not want you to succeed in life, and a person that rejoiced when things was not going well for you in your life? Well, that person had ever evidence of being one that was your adversary, that one was your enemy, one that was coming to attack you. It was devil himself using that individual to come against you. So when Hannah, at times she felt so, she's being provoked by the enemy. And that's what you have to really watch sometimes, when the enemy tries to provoke you. I mean, sometimes when people are not strong, you know, when they not in the state of mind and they're not grounded in truth and they're not put on the whole arm of God. You know, the armor that you have to put on every day. I'm telling you, don't get up without putting on your armor of God. I mean, I'm talking about the helmet of salvation. I'm talking about the breastplate of righteousness. I'm talking about shining your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. I'm talking about praying. I'm talking about reverence God. You know, just giving God all that you have in him, that God will continue to cover you. We know that the blood of Jesus will forever cover us. But we find that this woman of God, that God was doing something. God was causing things in her life to change. God was maturing her. God was strengthening her. God was showing her how to go through difficult times. Have you ever been through a difficult time in your life? and you needed God to help you? And have you ever been through a difficult time when things seemed like it wasn't happening the way that you wanted it to happen and what you thought it was supposed to happen? And then the enemy came in, like Benaiah came, and she tried to incite her to anger, and she wanted to try to get her to have that spirit to vex her and cause her to have resentment on the inside of her. It was her adversary, because the word of God tells us that she provoked it, Hannah. She provoked her, and she made her fret. But the word of God say, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they soon shall be cut down as the grass and wither as the green herb. But he tells us to trust in the Lord, to trust in him, and to do good. That is what we need to know. Those are one of the things that we need to know today. No matter what the struggle, no matter what you may be going through, no matter what you have petitioned God for, no matter what you may not see, you have to still have faith in God and to believe God that he is able to do it, and that he wants to do it for you, and that he is going to do it for you. Even though we have read in the word of God that God shut up this woman's womb, he's the one that shut up her womb. He did it for a purpose. He didn't do it to be mean and hateful to her. He did it because he wanted to use her for his glory. And sometimes it takes a persistency in our walk with God so God can strengthen us, so God can make us the men and women of God that he wants to be able to use in these last days. You know, sometimes when people, and I would say that when a person, whether they're male or female, when they go into the army or the Navy, the Air Force, whatever, Marines or whatever it may be, whatever part of the armed force they may go into, you know, you may go in and you may think you know it all, and you get there, you know, and you find out a different, you in your way of looking at things that you see when you were out here in the world, having your freedom, being able to do all the things that you did. Well, when you went in, it was a different story, because they were going to make you to be that man and that woman that God, that they wanted you to be. They want to steal the values of the Army, of the Navy, the Air Force, of the Marines, or whatever it may have been inside of you. And sometimes, I'm quite sure, many of the men and women that were in there when they first started, they didn't like it. They didn't like being, sometimes it seemed like they were being mistreated. They didn't like it, having to get up early in the morning, go running, and it was a discipline type thing. You had to wear whatever they tell them, had to think the way that they want them to think. Someone had to cut the hair in a way that, you know, if you was a man, you had real long hair, you know, that hair was going to be gone, because that was not the way that they groomed. That was not the way that they wanted to train them. If you had an attitude problem, you, as you went on, you're going to find out that you're going to have a brand new attitude because of the fact that of the discipline. When I look at this woman of God, when I look at Hannah, when I look at her, and knowing that she was a woman of God, and God had shut up a womb, I just began to think of what God was doing on the inside of her, that she, it wasn't any longer that she could continually just to be Hannah. There was some grooming that had to be made manifest. There are some things that she had to go through that she would be able to be perfected for God. It wasn't going to just be her way. You know, it wasn't going to be just a wait, but because there are people that will pray, but there are people that will pray and believe God. There were people that are strong. Those people that are going to stand strong, even at the time of things of things that are maybe going on in their life when the adversary come against them. You know, and you know, it's bad enough to and know you have an adversary. Come on. An enemy, one that resent you, but you got one in your own house that resent you, that knew that the husband, because it was two wives, and I say again that it was only at that time. It wasn't like something that we ought to live and something that the Bible teaches for us to do. But she had an enemy in her own house. An enemy that was coming against her, an enemy that didn't even encourage her, but an enemy that was going, that was provoking her. When we think about provoke, we think one that causes a person to feelings to be aroused, a strong feeling. They are. Instigators. Have you ever seen an instigator, a person that starts things and they don't do it in a good way? They do it. They cause things to happen and cause people, sometimes in her case, to feel at a worst, you know. But one thing was going on, she was continually to pray. Sometimes you may pray and you may see the answer being manifest that same day. You may pray and you may see the answer manifest in 2 or 3 days. But you may pray and God is grooming you and God is manifesting himself in you and you may not see God moving the way that you think that he should move, but yet he's still God. It does not change God. And as the word of God tells us that tonight was her adversary. Adversary to living in the same house. An adversary that, an enemy that had these children. She had children. Penaya did. And she had to have children. If children is more than one. So therefore, as time went on, she had to have every year. She had to see a newborn baby that was born into the house. It wasn't her baby, but it was Penaya's baby, and it was Ananias' child. And she was barren. She couldn't have anything. So sometimes people give up. Sometimes people go in despair. You know, God, I can't take it. You know, I've been praying, and I've been praying, and I don't see you moving in the direction where I'm praying. Well, it's not that God don't see and God don't know, and that God is not in love with you, because he is in love with you. He does care, and he is making a way when you don't even see the way that he's making for you, and God is making provision, and God is building you up, and God is strengthening you, and God is causing things to happen in your life that you don't even sometimes recognize that he is doing for you and in you. So he had to get Hannah into a place in him that even though she was being provoked, even though she was at the state of being fretted, because she was fretting, she was. When we speak of fretting, we think of a person, they're in sorrow, they're unease, they're worried, they're discontented, they stop eating sometimes, they seem to like run away. It's easy for them to be rubbed in the wrong way. But when you have God on your side and you know who you belong to and you know who your father is. That's why the word of God tells in the Lord's Prayer It says, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debt, and we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. When we think of God, when we think of our Savior, our Lord, best friend that you can ever have is having a friend like the Lord. Best friend that you can ever have. I don't know you that are listening to this broadcast. You may have some good friends in your life. You may have some people that you have known and people that's been there for you, but I still say to you this morning, you cannot have a better friend. There's no other friend like Jesus. There's a song saying, what a friend we have in Jesus. No other friend but Jesus. This woman, she wept. She shed tears. Some of them were bitter tears. She expressed a sorrow. She was in anguish because of the fact that she was not any longer unable to go through. I mean, it seems like she was going through all of this, and it seemed to be no help. But we must remember that all our help coming from the Lord who has made the heaven and the earth. I believe David said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hill, which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord who has made the heaven and the earth. Well, you know what? When you begin to grow and you begin to allow God to intervene in your life, to strengthen you, to encourage you, that you soon will stop fretting. You won't be bitter anymore. Because even if bitterness has taken over, you know, God will give you love on the inside so you won't be bitter. That you don't always have to walk around fretting. You don't have to let the enemy, although the enemy may provoke you, you don't have to let him provoke you. Even though he tried to provoke you, you don't have to let him provoke you into getting out of the will of God and not walking in love. So when we look at the woman of God, and she began to increase, because it took her a while. God didn't just because she was crying. God didn't answer her just because she was crying. Come on. And just because she was weeping. But she had to grow in faith. She had to believe God. Because when we began to look at the 11th verse of 1 Samuel, that 1 Samuel, the first chapter, it says, because we see in that verse, the word of God says, and she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if you would indeed look on the affliction of your handmaid, because she had been going through affliction. She had been going through affliction from the enemy. God didn't send those afflictions, but the devil sent them and provoked, but God allowed her to go through those things. He didn't stop it. Because sometimes we say, God, why don't you stop this misery and all these things that I'm going through in my life? But you know what? It is to make us better. It is to groom us. It's to cause us to be better men and women than he wants us to be. So this woman of God, she made a vow unto the Lord. She said to God, if you would indeed look on the affliction of your handmaid, and remember me and not forget your handmaid, but will give to your handmaid a man child. She didn't even ask for a daughter. She knew what she wanted. So she had to get to the point that she knew what she wanted. She asked God for a man child. And that's what God wanted her to ask for anyway. These are some things that God was doing inside of Hannah. He said, and she knew that a girl was great and good and precious, but God had put in her to ask for a man-child. So she was asking for this man-child, but would give to your handmaid a man-child. Then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. So you know what? She prayed, and she had went before God, and God heard her prayer. I'm summing it up. Because she was able to make this vow. You see, you don't make vows that you're going to break. It's better to not to make a vow, to make a vow and to break it. But she came to the point, I'm going to make a vow before God. God, if you give me this man child, that I'm going to give him back to you. She tells God that she was going to let not even a razor come upon his head. She had made these pledges before God. And I want you to know that God heard her prayer. God heard her prayer. And it wasn't too long after things had happened that Hannah and her husband had came together, and Hannah was pregnant with a prophet whose name was Samuel. God knew that he had to allow her to go through some difficult times and to be able to come to the conclusion that God, give it to me, I'll give it back to you. And the woman of God kept her vow because she wanted this child. And when that child was born, after the child was weaned, Hannah gave him to Eli to work for God in the temple and gave him to for the work of the ministry. She left him there. Because she knew, you know, she knew that she had made that vow. See, before, just look at it. It's not too many women. It's not, especially in those days. I mean, I couldn't really tell you the day now, but it's not too many women that going to make going to have a child and take it somewhere and leave that child, and most likely she's going to see that child. It takes maybe next time they go to worship, make sacrifice, and they just only did that a certain times of the year that they go and do these things. But she willingly have gave her child to God so that he can be used. See, she couldn't do that unless God was working inside of her. She could not do that unless she had a well-made mind. But you know what? Because she had bowed unto the Lord, because she had said that she would give a child to God, that God gave her children. God gave her children. Not only Samuel, but she gave her children that was able to run around her husband's feet as well, to get up in his lap, to be able to love on that child, to be able to embrace that child. No, that didn't take any away the love that she had for that first child. But that child was God's child because he was going to be used as a prophet. Samuel, her child, was a mighty prophet of God. So you don't know what God is doing sometime when he's doing it. But we have to have confidence and faith in God. Let us go before God in prayer. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning for the word of God. We thank you, Father, for those that are listening to this broadcast, those that are far off, those that are in different cities. I pray even now that you will embrace them, that you will keep them. God, that you will restore, that you will build up their faith. God, that you will give them confidence. God, even as Hannah, in the stage of being fretful, being provoked, God, being, Father God, in agony and resentment because of the enemy and because of what the enemy was doing. But yet, God, I thank you, Lord God, for giving your people the confidence and the faith in you to know that no matter what they go through, God, that you will not leave them. God, neither would you forsake them. And Father, we just thank you, God, for building us up, for strengthening us, for causing us, God, to be courageous in our walk with you. God, even now, if there are any that are not saved, do not know you as their Lord and Savior, God, you say that we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God is raising from the dead. You say it, that they shall be saved. And Father God, even now, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for saving, delivering, and make them free. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. If there's any sick, we send the word of healing to them even now. And we thank you for that healing, no matter what infirmity, no matter what sickness, no matter what they may be going through in their bodies. Father God, in the name of Jesus, by your stripes, they are healed. In Jesus' name. You have been listening to the Our Power broadcast with Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. Would you have a special invitation for you to join us on this coming Friday at the same time as God opens his word to you in this hour of power. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.